Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
So, Dave.
Usually, you have like something more to say than just hello. So I was waiting.
Yeah, I know. I figured I need to. Normally, I jump right in. Kind of that's the idea.
Because you kind of scared me. Is everything all right?
Yeah. No, but that's another topic. No, things are things are very, very good actually. So, Dave found a story. And it was tied to his morning. Dave, tell people what time you woke up today.
4:30.
4:30. Why did you do that?
Because I wanted
to. La-di-da. Yeah. That's sleeping in, man.
Yeah, I know. That's why I saved this for you. Why did you do this?
Because I wanted to live the Jamie Yuccas experience. No, I've been doing it once, twice a week for, six, 7 months now, trying to get at least one early morning workout in because I know what my life is like and days are like with the two kids and running to activities and trying to get a little active, stay healthy.
It's a lot harder for you to do any sort of physical activity later in the day.
Yes, I'm running around with the kids. Oftentimes my wife is working her second job in the evenings coaching a swim club, so I'm the taxi service.
So, and there are a lot of people, Jamie, who feel like, this shows how I seize the day. Like more people are like, some people just don't need as much sleep and they can seize it, whether it's workout, that's when they start working, that's when they start doing family stuff. You, for a lot of your adult life, have had no choice because guess what? I'm on at 4:30 in the morning, so I'm getting up at 2:30. What time now in LA are you getting up?
Well, so I don't know if anybody saw, but I did a piece on Beyonce starting here in Los Angeles.
La-di-da.
So I was up this morning. I didn't go to the show, for the record. I just did, some quick little man on the street interviews, as they say.
Yep.
And some of them didn't even end up in the piece, but that's okay.
Maybe not.
I did not see the show. It's okay. It's all right. But I did have to get up at 2:30 this morning to track that piece. So I actually used to have to get up earlier here on the West Coast when I did network live hits because it's just the nature of how it works with, East Coast to West Coast. And then, so now on a regular morning, I'm usually up by 4 a.m.
Yeah. When you've had other jobs, when you haven't had to do that, how different does your body feel? Or have you just become so accustomed to getting up so early? Because I get that you adjust, but it's not good for you.
No. Hello?
Yeah, no, we're here.
Okay. Sorry. I think, the interesting thing to me is I used to have to get up at 2:30 in the morning every single day when I was in Minneapolis. And I ate the same, drank the same, did the same types of stuff, would try to take a nap just to have the sleep work itself out. And I put on like 12 to 15 pounds. And then I moved to New York and I was able to like do a regular schedule and sleep pretty, you know, because I was on East Coast time for the East Coast shows, yep. which were then, you know, started at 7.
Right.
So even if I had to get up for the morning show, it wasn't until like 6 half the time. So I like lost the 12 to 15 pounds. So it's like, I think it not only disrupts, you know, like just your mental well-being, but it does physically just take a toll on you too, of like screwing with your hormones and, you know, just the rest that you need to kind of get your muscles and things to kind of do what you want them to do. It's, you know, it's not great.
No, it's not. Dave, you read the same story. You found it, right? There are just a lot of people, like the CEOs, like what for decades is the successful CEO.
Yeah.
You know what you do to be like me, and maybe it's a book or whatever. It's get up at 4.
Yes. You know? Just crank out emails for 2 hours.
Exactly.
Let's go.
Work, work, work. Now there are more people believe in it. Listen, if you can do it, you do you.
Well, but I think everyone is built differently too, to be honest, because like my husband is a night owl and can stay up, you know, like he can stay up so much later than I ever could. Even if I was getting 9 hours of sleep a night, I wouldn't want to stay up to the hours that he does. Right. But I naturally am a morning person. So like I said, 6 a.m., like even 5:30, 6 a.m. That feels pretty good to me. Like I can do that. No problem. And like, but I'm going to bed by like 10.
Yeah, I'm more like Doug. That's why when I was broadcasting the Wolves for as long as I did, and so often we'd get into towns at, you know, weird times at night, I could put up with it easier. In an ideal world for me, I would stay up, I think, to 1-2, and then get up like more 8-9. Because of Quentin and because of when I want to do the show. Now, this is tied to my insomnia, too, right, where I'm tossing and turning. But when I'm talking about when I'm staying up till 1, it's on my own. I'm doing things. I'm enjoying it as opposed to I'm flipping and flopping. But you bring up an interesting point with relationships, though. When you have people, because, you know, we're all trying to find ways to come together, accept differences. When you have a couple and when they can be so diametrically different, with mornings and evening, that can be a challenge, right?
It can. I feel like what's nice is that on the weekend, I'm still a morning person, but I don't have to get up at 4:30, right? So I do find myself, I'll stay up a little bit later than I might like to stay up, but it's nice because we're talking or maybe we're watching a movie or have a glass of wine or whatever. And then I'll get up at, you know, 7 instead of 6.
Yep.
But I'm still getting up, and then I go work out, or I walk the dog, or I clean up, you know, downstairs or whatever, and Doug sleeps like an extra hour. So it's like I'll stay up an extra hour, he sleeps in an extra hour. I think you just kind of have to find your balance.
Mm-hmm. And a little absence from each other, not a bad idea.
No. I think, to be honest, you know, I mean, like the whole absence makes the heart grow fonder. I actually don't, you know, there's plenty of times I was on the road that I wanted to be home, and just it was, you know, I don't think it's always great, but I do think, I always think, like, people should have their own ability to do their own stuff.
100%.
You know, like Dave going to work out at 4:30, you know, like once a week. He should, that's great. Go have your time to yourself. I think everyone needs time to themselves to process things.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
That's the thing. If one or both of you is traveling a lot, so you're literally not at your apartment or condo or house together, that's different. But there are just some couples that we all know where sometimes it's guy, sometimes it's gal. It's like, what are we doing today? What are we doing today?
Yeah.
What are we doing today? And again, if you're not seeing your partner, you know, 80% of the time, we got big trouble in the dynamic. But the idea that there's enough trust, that each of you has enough independence that you can do your own things and still don't compromise the time you're together, for me, that's just a way better way to go. I mean, that's how I have to live.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, now Beyonce. Well, can I switch to Beyonce before we run out of time here? Okay, now there have been some reports that Queen Bee's shows, the ticket sales weren't as great as they hoped because, you know, big places, high ticket prices, L.A. is a great place to start. How did the ticket sales go?
Well, so it's interesting. We ran a story yesterday that you could go last night for as little as $46, which I think if you're somebody who paid the like $600 to $1,000, you're a little annoyed that happened, right? Now, are the seats great? No. Do you get to say I saw Beyonce? Yes. So I know for me, it's actually, I've got a couple friends. Speaking of spending time apart from your partner, I have a girlfriend who said, would you want to go? And I said, you know, if you want to go, I'll go. Like, it's definitely not something Doug cares to do. So, you know, like, great. Like, yeah, that would probably be the only way I'd go. So even like the Friday night show is listed at about $80. I just also do think it speaks to where people's heads are at with the economy. If you think about like Taylor Swift, where it was like, oh, I still got this COVID money or I've got, you know, whatever, like YOLO, like we're just coming out of the pandemic. Like, of course, everybody was spending all this money to go to the stuff that I think now people are like, well, I don't know. Do I need to sit in section 500 for $400? Like, nah.
Yeah, I think that's all 100% correct. I think Taylor's probably at such a different level, but we have so many concerts now where the prices are so extraordinarily high.
They're
just so high. You're just asking for huge sections of people who love either Beyonce or fill in the blank, a singer or an act to say, I just can't do that. And I think long term, it's a major mistake.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, I do too. Well, they've called her pricing something like Beyonce's, like dynamic pricing is what they did. I don't really fully understand what that means. Does that mean like, if I want to be in on the hype, I pay a lot, and if I want to wait it out, I don't pay a lot? Like, what is...
Well, a lot of dynamic pricing in sports used to be that the prices could change depending upon if a big-name team is coming to town or if a team that you didn't think was going to be as good and they're pretty good or another team drops, so the prices could change. I don't know how that works with just an act, though.
Well, I mean, the other thing is, I talked to some friends who went last night. I had some friends who came in from out of town that went to the show. And, you know, they were saying it's one of those things that, like, with Taylor, she does all these things where it's like, oh, I was at this concert where she pulled this person up on stage.
Right.
Or
it's unique.
This happened or that happened. You know, my friends were like, we really wanted to see Beyonce. And, like, we were also, like, wanted to get out of Portland, Oregon in the springtime and come to L.A. for some sunshine. So it worked out, but they're like, we don't really expect Beyonce to be doing anything that crazy. Like, she's an amazing performer and like so on top of everything, but they're like, she's so. I think now some of these shows, it's like you have to have an experience with it to kind of make it worth it. You know, you can't just see the name.
Exactly. All right, we got to go. We're eating into Jason's time and he's not going to be happy.
Whatever.
Yeah.
To Russia?
Yeah.
Oh, let's keep chatting.
Yeah.
What? How's the weather there?
Sunny, 55, and Jason's, you know, Gramming all the time. He's Mr. Graham. He's become
Mr. Graham. He's Mr. Substack. He's Mr. X.
He's everywhere.
Mr. Facebook. I can't keep up.
He's omnipresent. We got to go. See ya.
Bye.
Jamie Yuccas here on CCO.